People who oppose the Pebble Mine and quite a few who support it are out in force in downtown Anchorage today. That's where the Corps of Engineers is holding the last in a series of public hearings on the proposed mine. Throughout the afternoon at the Denina Center, speakers criticized the adequacy of the draft environmental report on the mine. Many highlighted the importance of the salmon runs in Bristol Bay downstream from the proposed mine. Emily Taylor is a 15-year-old freshman at Diamond High. Each summer, she fishes in the Naknek-Kvijak district.
I'm a fifth-generation commercial fisherman, and the permit I now hold once belonged to my great-great-grandmother, Anna Chukan.
Taylor says she hopes to pass her salmon permit and set net fishing tradition on to her heirs, but she says a mine could end all of that. Her hand shook as she read from her cell phone screen.
I don't want my children and grandchildren to have to ask me what it was like to go fishing. Do you think they'll ask me about this day? What I did to stop it? I don't want that to become my reality.
Mine opponents also say they worry about the fisheries of Cook Inlet. Pebble developers want to build a subsea gas pipeline under the inlet. A few speakers said the environmental impact statement should have considered the bears of the McNeil River Game Sanctuary near the proposed pipeline and road corridor. A sizable minority, of speakers argued in favor of the mine. They said mining and fishing can coexist and that Alaska needs the jobs. Former state forester John Sturgeon is a longtime advocate for making use of Alaska's natural resources. He says the mine can help sustain Alaska once the oil is gone.
I think that the people of Alaska have got a standard of living you'd like to maintain, and if we don't diversify our economy, that's not going to happen.
The hearing continues until 8 tonight, and the public comment period closes May 30th. The Corps of Engineers expects to issue its final environmental impact statement early next year and then decide whether to issue permits.